Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Let me welcome you and the whole family to this broadcast called Church on Here. I want to bless the name of the Lord who has been keeping us all these days. Thank God for His goodness, and we thank God for His mercies. To God be the glory. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Let me say that we are so grateful for all that God is doing for us through this program, Church on Here. And let me also thank God for all those who have been waiting there, even for this broadcast. I also thank God for all those who are making inquiries on a weekly basis. And I thank God, you know, for our testimonies. You know, the testimony shows that Jesus is alive and that God is good. For some times, you know, we've been talking on, you know, dealing with causes and its effect. And I want to thank God because many are coming to the ministry for prayers. And, you know, we thank God because the God of heaven and heart is breaking every yoke of cause in the life of people. You can make yourself available of this, you know, probably on Wednesdays and on Fridays. I am sure that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, we also give you testimonies, and everything that is, you know, hindering your progress in life shall be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And last, let me call somebody there that this program is on again and that God is here to bless us to the glory of His name. Hallelujah. For some times, we have been talking about dealing with causes and its effects. You know, we have talked about the sources of causes, and we have talked about the nature of causes. Today, we are going to finish on these sources of causes so that, you know, we can start to end up this topic gradually. You know, on the sources of causes, I have told you there are personal causes, you know, through which people bring causes to their life. I also said there is cause, you know, through witchcraft. I told you there are generational causes, you know, and also I told you that there are causes from God's prophets, you know. That was what we discussed last, you know. Now, today, we are going to continue. We were talking on causes through their cost last week. That was where I stopped, you know, and I promised that today we shall continue on causes through their cost. Making, you know, probably making number 5, you know, that we have been talking about. Don't forget that number 1 I share with you is personal causes. Then number 2 I share with you is generational causes. Number 3 I share with you is accepting a cause on your bloodline. Then number 4, causes from the prophet of God or from ministers of God. And number 5, we are doing today, it is causes through their cause. Now, let's quickly look into this Bible. Let's open our Bible to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 7. Joshua 7. Now, let us read from verse 1 to probably verse 3, first of all, yes.
But the children of Israel committed a trespass in their coasting for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of their coasting, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor it, for they are but few.
Hallelujah. Now let me say this very, very well. When you are under curse, there is bound for defeat in your life. When you are under curse, you know, you will start to experience defeat, you know, fruitless life, you know, hindrances, and so on. Now, God has promised Israel that they will never lose a battle. Can you now see? They went to Jericho, and God told them that everything in Jericho has become accursed. Don't touch anything. Burnt everything, you know. Don't touch anything. But now see what happened. A man called Achan, he took Babylonish garments. A man called Achan, he brought the whole Israel to problem. Now let me start to say this one. Number 1, do you know that anything you store into your in your house can bring problem to you? You know what Achan did? Achan, when you look at verse 21, see what he did. Verse 20 and 21, yes.
And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoil a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekel of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekel weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it.
Now, what are you hiding in your house that is not your own? Those things will bring cost to your life. What are those things you have stolen? What are the things in your house that you don't even know how they got there? Hear me, return it back to the owner. If you don't want cost to continue your life. Now, you know, Achan, a single person, brought the whole Israel in, under a curse. God has promised them that they will go from victory to victory. But can you imagine what is happening right now? Because somebody took their curse. Anything that doesn't belong to you and is in your house, please don't return it. Now, a man can bring the whole family to problem. Can you see? A man, a single man. So, when your husband is doing something or bringing something home, and you feel so okay that I thank God he's bringing money, he's bringing this, and you don't ask him, darling, where are you getting this money from? Very, very soon, you know, things might go away in your family. See what he can do. He brought his whole family into problem. You know, when you look at the judgment that God gave to them, you know, they stoned them to death. They stoned Achan, his wife, his children, and they bunch all of them in the valley of Achan. May you not end up disastrously in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, that is why you must be careful. So, you know, a single man can bring a problem to a whole nation. That is why you must be careful of the man that you make your leader. You must be careful. In fact, you must be seriously careful on the person that you made your leader. So there are accosting can be anything. Accosting by can be things stolen, thing that is not your own, you know, and that is why I'm saying today that you have to return it back. Now, apart from this accosting, something can be cost material in your house. It can be, you know, this second hand, or they call it tokumbo, or fairly used goods, you know. You see, when you use them, you know, you don't know who have been using them before. It can be dresses, it can be shoes, it can be undies, it can be materials, you know. If even, you know, even the cars, you know, many of us don't have money to buy tear rubber cars. So all that we purchase is all these tokumbo cars. Now, do you know that they can bring in one under cost? You know the reason? Because the former owners of such materials, if they are under cost, then the cost will continue. If the person using, you know, those materials, if they are under cost, for example, I told you of one of our friends, his son always has attack. This attack will be so serious, and they will rush the boy to me. It happens 3 times, and when they brought that boy, not the last time, and I said, excuse me, this guy, does he have only one dress? Because the boy, when they rush the boy, you know, to us, the boy always put on one red vest. And I discovered that dress carries some powers. Thank God that day, God revealed our height. And then, you know, we have to burn the dress. And today, the sickness has gone. Why? Because when you buy tokumbo thing, you must pray on it. When you buy anything tokumbo, any item that somebody have used before, and it is being transferred to you, please, always anoint it, or else you will carry the person's curse. You know, the curse is thereby transferred to you. I have seen this a lot. You know, I have seen this happen. You know, they have brought this one to Jesus. In many cases, whereby people, they just find themselves under a peculiar, you know, anguish in life. And they don't know how it enter. It's because of used cloth, used shoe, used bag, used this, use that, you know. And I'm not saying you should not buy them. But what I'm saying is that when you buy them, sanctify them, pray on them, you know, anoint them with the anointing oil, and that will be the end. So, you know, there are many things that cause around us. Don't forget, I also told you that this type of cause also attracts, you know, a person under, you know, a relationship. When somebody you are getting married to is cursed, you know, you will be a co-partner in that cause. You know, that cause also will start to work upon your life, you know, and that is why you cannot just marry anybody. Because it's in the church, doesn't mean it's in God. You know, don't say because that sister is singing in the church, and because I now use that, you know, as a platform to say, no, I must marry this sister, there must be a problem. See, that is why I told you last week that everyone that wants to get married must visit two people. Number one, the counselor, and then number two, a deliverance minister. When you can do that, I'm telling you, things will be better in your life. So, you know, cause can come through things that you are using that is accursed. Things that is accursed in your life, when you lay your hands upon them, I'm telling you, they will bring negative things to your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome to this broadcast this morning. We are talking about sources of causes, and I am on the number 5th source that can bring cause into our life, and I say it is through their cause things. You know, anything stolen that's on your own that you are using, you know, you can bring cause into your life. And I've told you that, you see, I use the story of Achan, that Achan can be anywhere. Achan can be in the house, Achan can be in the church. And once you allow them, you know, to have their way, to know they can bring cause into one's life. And finally, I say, you know, this second hand or this very used goods, you need to be very careful, because you don't know who have been using it before, you know, so that the cause for that person will not enter through you. Now let's go to the next point, the sources of causes. Another one is causes through ignorance of the Word of God. Causes through ignorance of the Word of God. Let's open to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 11, let's read verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 3, yes.
And say that unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that will bear not the words of this covenant.
Wow. You know, God told Jeremiah, you know, he said, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obey not the words of this covenant. I have told you that, you know, every disobedience brings curse. Can you see now? So, you know, God was saying that anyone that does not live, you know, optimally, or does not live according to the word of God, that does not obey the word of God, is under curse. For example, God said you should give your tithe. I don't know why it is what God said you should do that people are fighting. Now, can you imagine why should all this ulabaloo over tithing? Why? It's just because the devil wants to put people under curse. Why is it that, you know, people are talking about, you know, things that God says they should not do, just like Adam and Eve? God gave a command. He said, out of the tree in this garden, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That is the one that they are interested in. Are you saying that? So why is it that it is things that God is saying you must not touch that you want to touch? Can you see that? You just want, that thing wants you to disobey the word of God. And by the time you continue to disobey the word of God, you know, causes is inevitable in that person's life. So, you know, Bible says, anyone that do not obey the word of God is under a curse. You know, a couple came to Jesus one day and, you know, they are looking unto God for the fruit of the womb. Wow. And these are ministers of God. They are one of the notable churches around us. One of the big, you know, churches around us. Do you know that, you know, and their husband and wife, you know, right now. And I was asking God, God, why is this happening to this pastor and this pastor message? And the Lord said, because they disobeyed him. And I called them. God, the Lord said, disobeyed him. And God opened my eyes. I discovered that they have illicit affair before their wedding. Because of that, curse came upon them. And even though they are ministers, they couldn't procreate. Do you know that we have to pray for them for God to have mercy? You know, do you know that they have to go through some prayers and through some other form of prayers before God show his mercy upon them? After some prayers, they got, you know, pregnant to the glory of God. But that one will teach them a good lesson. So, you know, a curse came upon them. They knew the truth, but they forsook the truth. Can you see that? If you are living like that, you know the truth of God's word, and you are forsaking it, I'm telling you, you will eat out of that thing. No wonder God told the children of Israel. Let's see the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 4, and let us read verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Yes.
Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons.
Amen. Now he's saying that, look, God is commanding obedience here. He said, don't forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from their heart all the days of your life. Don't, you know, don't allow people to mislead you. Don't allow friends to mislead you. Don't allow somebody else to mislead you. He said, you know, all the things that God has told you, don't go out of it. Don't go out of it. He now said, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. That is, let your generation continue to see the word of God. Don't say, don't, I am ignorant of the word of God. No. Some people, they are either ignorant or they neglect the word. So that is why your children, you must also teach them this word. Even God emphasized that again in the same Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 19. Deuteronomy 11, 19, yes.
And they shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Don't, you know, that is why, you know, people that are teaching their children the word of God, you know, they are blessed people. They can't be cursed. You understand that? So ignorance of the word of God does not only bring curses, it also puts one in captivity, as it causes a type of famine and leave one spiritually dry up. Can you see? So, you know, you just discover that, you know, not only that, you know, when you are ignorant of the word of God, not only that you bring curse upon you, but it's also put you into captivity. A lot of people, they are under captivity. They are under one type of, you know, a woman arrangement. You say, don't do this. Don't touch that. Don't eat this. Why? Because, you know, they have put themselves, you know, under woman captivity, a woman error. So they dry up, you know. And that is why Bible was saying in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, but these people who knew not the law are cursed. Anyone that doesn't know the word of God, they are cursed. May God deliver you hearing this morning. May you be interested in the word of God. May you not neglect the word of God. Anything that is contrary to the word of God, discard them. They are not for you. Anything that is not in the will of God for you, put them away. You know, don't allow cause to enter into your life through disobedience. May God give us understanding in this particular area in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us go to the number 7 source of causes in the life of a man. You know, curse can come from man. You know, I have seen people cursing people, and it was so. They just release curse. They can take your name to, you know, one herbalist or zangoma or so they call it. You know, those one can release curse over your life. And that is why you must be in Christ. Because when you are not in Christ, the curse will operate in your life. And it can even be negative utterances made by father to children. I wonder why some of you always curse your children. The reason I don't know, you know, everything you are saying to your children or to your spouse is a seed. And the seed will surely germinate. Can you see that? So someone say, hey, I'm on the Oreo dad. Oreo, we you know, you will discover that truly, you know, something will go wrong with that child. Why? Because you are the architect of that curse. You know, so stop pronouncing negative utterances, you know, over your children. Stop it. You know, stop cursing your wife or your spouse. Stop it. You know, A lady came to church one day, and you know, she happens to be a vice principal in a secondary school in Abeokuta, Ogun State here. Now, but do you know that this lady, she was very beautiful to look at. You know, she has master's degree in her area. But you know the problem? There was no husband. Wow. You know, even the school where she was teaching, they classify her as one of the best teachers, you know, of the year in that school. But her problem was no husband. And, you know, the Lord directed her to a place one day. Do you know that as we are praying for this lady, you know, there was a voice we are hearing that they can't go. We can't leave this lady alone. And they asked them, why are you staying this in the life of this lady? He said, it's the mother. The mother ordered us to come in. And they asked that power speaking, how did they order you to come to the life of this lady? And that power told us that it was the mother. That the mother caused her. When she was small, the mother would be cursing her both in English and in their native language. And those demons came in. In fact, initially the demon, they are speaking native language, which you didn't understand. And I said, come on, speak in English. And he had to speak in English. Then we discovered that, can you know a woman, you know, cursing her daughter, and that curse do not allow the girl to get a good husband to marry. Can you imagine that? And the same woman had been going here and there, you know, begging or going to spiritual houses, asking people to pray for her daughter, who is Abeokuta here, not knowing that she was the one that has caused the problem. Through what? Through cursing. You know, I have told you that, you know, Bible says that, you know, life and tongue, they are in the power of the tongue. Can you see now? So what you say to your children, what you say to your spouse is so important. Stop this curse. Stop all these things you are saying, for God's sake. You know, words are seed. You know, as you are planting them, they will become true. They will become the real thing. So please, let us stop all those things. Let us stop all those things. Let me read again that scripture we read last time. Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18, chapter 21, yes.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
You will eat the fruit. It is like, you know, you are planting, you are sowing. Whatever you sow, you go reap, you know. You know, so that is sufficient for all this today. So we, you know, causes from man, we also discovered that, you know, in the Bible, I've told you this one, you know, we saw Jacob, he caused his firstborn, you know, and he caused Reuben, you know, and why? Reuben did what he should not do. Reuben was on his father's bed. Reuben was having a sexual affair with one of his father's wives, you know, and that one attracted curses. And that is why you must be careful, you know. Let me say this one very, very well. All those people who are raping here and there, they are under curse. You know, all those people who are, you know, raping their children, you know, it's so common these days. You just heard that a man, you know, pregnanted his own daughter. I've been wondering, is he mad? What happened to him? It's because that man is cursed. That man is under a curse. That is why he's sleeping with the daughter. I know a family that, you know, the father slept with the daughter and got pregnant for the father. Now, what type of thing is that? You know, I know a situation whereby a brother slept with his sister. With his sister, and the sister got pregnant because, you know, they are staying in the same room. You know, that means there's a curse in that family. There's a curse. So, you know, please, let us be careful, you know, of all this, because Jacob placed curse on Reuben, and this nearly went away. It nearly put the tribe of Reuben into extinction. It nearly. But thank God for Moses. You know, Moses was the one that restored back Reuben. Let's see that place. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 6. Deuteronomy 36, verse 6. Yes.
Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few.
Can you see? He could have died. He said, let Reuben live and not die. Let his men not be few. He will not be few in the name of Jesus Christ. So, all these things I want you to know, you know, and when you know it, it will be good for you. Then, by the grace of God, next week, we'll be talking on, you know, the physical symptoms of curses. This will help us to know if we have curses in our lives, you know. And by that time, I'm sure that, you know, the Almighty God will break every yoke in your life in Jesus. Therefore, receive deliverance from every known or unknown curse in your life. I say you are free as from today. You are free from every curse released over your life by any man, by any demon, by witchcraft spirit, or anything you have done attracting curse. I said you are delivered. See you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send the rich Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come glad morning when this life is over.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.